My name is Celso Gomes. I'm a designer in the Microsoft Expression team. And in this video, I will show you how to use Expression Blend 2, Service Pack 1, to easily style a Silverlight 2 application, a Twitter Messenger. Let's start with the developer version of Twitter Messenger, a fully working application, as you can see it running on a browser. I can log into my account and then start sending Twitters. Well, since we're sending Twitters, don't you think that we should be using a cute little bird in our design? Yeah, I think so too. So, from this first version, we will show you how to take the design to the next level, using Blend to restyle the application, make it more playful and fun. And I will be also restyling the second window. Okay, let's open the project in Blend. And open the first XAML file, login screen. As a designer, I don't have to worry about the code from the developer, since Blend has a full range of tools that allow me to be creative without messing with that code. In the login window, I can start selecting elements and starting changing colors and the general appearance of each one. In this case, let's just change for a gradient. And I can, of course, create new elements like this line that will be the string that holds our login window, and remove the fill color and just leave a stroke as black. And also draw a circle on each side to cover the string that we just created. If I hold Ctrl, I can just duplicate my object and position with the keyboard. We can also select text and change the color. In this case, we have actually a resource. So if I change the color of this resource, for example, something darker, you can see that all the other texts also change. And now I can just move down everything just a little bit. And now it's better. Opening the main window, we can finally change the color of the background to a gradient of blue. That's better. Now we are ready for the cute little bird. I will actually copy the bird from another project. In this case, it's another XAML file. And I draw this bird right in Blend itself, but you could use any other design tool like Photoshop or Illustrator. We can select, Ctrl C, and then in my project, I paste with Ctrl V, and I will just change the size of the bird a little bit, go to transform, change the scale to 0.5, and move to the location we had before. But remember that we have a lot of animations for this bird, so instead of creating all those animations right here in this scene, I will create a user control. Designers can create their own user controls right from graphics elements inside of Blend. In this case, we just need to select the bird group, right-click the group, and choose Make Control. Blend copies all the elements into this new user control. And inside the control, we can create states that will define the bird's behavior, like flying, blinking, and so on. Let's create an animation to make the bird fly. We can create a new state called hover. First, a new state group. Let's call loop bird. Inside this group, we can create our new state called hover. And then expand the timeline and create a simple animation of the bird going up and down. I create a keyframe at time 0, going to time 0.5, move the bird a little bit down, and then copy the keyframe from time 0 to time 1. If we play animation, you can see that it's not a natural movement, so I can just select the keyframes and change my key spline to make the animation smoother. And if I play again, it's a much more natural movement. To create a loop animation, I just need to select my timeline, and in repeat behavior property, I can select forever. Now the hover state is finished, and I can add more states to animate the eyes, wings, and so on. And I'm now jumping to the final project, so you can see all the states on the left side, like blinking, the flap of wings, open the beak, and even connections like the eyes when the connection is being done. When we have a problem with the connection, we can give a funny expression to our bird. We can go back to the main scene and define states to animate the window and all the other interactions that we need. Now, let's go to the Messenger window to show you how to create a new button from drawings. The goal is to replace the send button with a bird. I start by copying the drawings, then paste in my project, and then to create the button control out of these drawings, I just need to go to Tools, Make Button, and click OK. Notice that Blend adds a label to your button, but we can remove the label and define the button states very easily. We can use the breadcrumb bar to go to the template of the button, and we can just delete the label. Because we have a button control, we have all the states defined, like mouse over and pressed. To change a state, we just have to select it and then change properties in your objects. For example, we can make the wing from going down to going up. So if we click on the base state and then mouse over, we can see that it's already working. The same way, we can change the pressed state. In this case, I will hide the eyes and add a funny expression with an X. At this point, we can run the application and see that the button is actually working with mouse over and pressed states. The only thing missing to make this button work is the click event, so I can go back and leave my template, select my send button, the one that the developer created, and I can go to the events, copy the click event, and paste in my new button. We can then delete the old one and replace with our little bird. So it's easy to create user controls and buttons out of your drawings inside of Blend, but it's also easy to change complex controls like list boxes. In the Twitter view, we have a list box called Messages. To change the way each item look like, we just need to go to the item template of the list box, and we have access to all the elements. Now, the same way we created the buttons with graphics, I can copy graphics from Blend or any other design tool and then replace my list box item. We also have available states where we can define mouse over, select the states, and we can define each state just by changing properties like we did with the button. To finish, I will just change the color of the background to the gradient that we had before, which is a light blue gradient. With a few more minutes of work, we can easily get to a new and completely restyled list box. Okay, with this quick overview, you saw how easy it is to use Blend to restyle Silverlight 2 applications. We were able to completely change the look and feel of the application without changing any line of code. To know more about Expression Blend 2 Service Pack 1, and Silverlight 2, go to the website of Microsoft Expression at microsoft.com/expression.